This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In 1995, Wired magazine profiled a new website that at the time was offering free memberships to anyone willing to experiment with online dating. Less than 10 years later, Match.com boasted more than 15 million users and was the largest in an expanding field of websites designed for digital matchmaking. Now, a new study from the University of Chicago shows that couples who meet via online dating sites and who get married tend to have a higher rate of marital satisfaction than couples who meet for the first time in person. Here with more on these findings is Ingrid Wickelgren. She's editor of Scientific American Mind. And Ingrid, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it has to be said first that the study you wrote about was funded by eHarmony.com, which is a matchmaking site. How does Scientific American Mind approach a study done by an interested party?
First of all, we become aware of it, and we look into the funding source and whether that compromised the results at all. You know, I determined that it seems legitimate. The researchers sort of guaranteed some safeguards before even agreeing to work on the study. First and foremost was that the results would be published no matter what they said. In addition, they had Harris Polls conduct the research, and they had independent statisticians verify the statistics used to analyze the results.
Well, Ingrid, can you run through us, please, what are the findings of this study?
One of the principal findings is that lots of online meetings result in marriages. More than 30%, they found. That was very interesting. In addition, they found that meeting your spouse online was associated with a lower rate of marital breakups and a slightly higher rate of marital satisfaction.
eHarmony was first launched in 2000. Do you know how many years of data the study was drawing on?
Well, the study was on couples who were married between 2005 and 2012. So what they did was they sent out an online survey to these 19,000 people and asked them about their marriages, you know, whether they broke up, when they broke up, how long did they last, and then ask them about their marital satisfaction.
Any kind of theories on why relationships that began online result in better marriages?
Sure. There are many. We don't really know why, first of all, but there are theories. I mean, one of them is just sort of the most common sense idea that, gee, you have a lot of choices right there. How long would it take to travel to all the bars and church functions and wherever else you meet people to kind of, you know, survey your options, right? So there's a lot of choice. Now, choice can work both ways, but let's just, for the moment, sort of assume that lots of choice is a good thing. You know, the other possibility is that people feel a little bit more relaxed meeting people electronically. I don't know, paradoxically, studies show that people open up more and they actually like each other more when they meet by a computer. Sometimes too much choice is not a good thing, and sometimes people compare people side by side differently than they might compare people one-to-one, and that may make them emphasize more superficial qualities. But, you know, you take the data and you try to explain them as best you can. I mean, I think another possibility, too, is that when you meet people online, you have sort of a period where you can evaluate them without the emotional commitment for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's a slower start. And so you can sort of maybe get out before you get too far in.
So, yeah, so there's a little weeding out, a sort of a first pass.
Yeah, right. I mean, sometimes it's hard. You get into some kind of relationship after you've met a person and there's all this emotional, you know, connection here you don't want to break. And possibly there's a little bit more rational thinking up front.
How about the demographics of people who use online dating sites? Might that influence the results of the survey and success in marriage?
Yes, it's very possible. In this case, what they found, actually found something interesting. They found that it's the younger people, the people who are more likely to be employed. Of course, the busier people who tend to go on these sites and meet their spouses online preferentially. And you might think, well, you know, these are people who maybe they're better marriage potential or something, right? They did actually in the study try to control for those demographic factors, But of course, there could be other things that go along with those sort of demographics that they couldn't control for, maybe personality factors such as, I don't know, increased willingness for commitment or better decision-making capacity. It's hard to know the most obvious demographics they controlled for, but they're also very interesting to me to see who is finding their spouse online.
It seems like over the past couple of decades, when people have talked about meeting online, dating online, there has been a kind of a level of stigma, you know, and now that it's been going on for more than a decade, we see results like this, fewer breakups, more satisfaction within marriage. Do you think the online dating thing is finally losing any of the stigma it may have had?
I think it might. It's a little hard for me because I've never done it. So it seems still a little foreign, I think, to people who sort of are from the old days. But I don't see how it couldn't lose its stigma if so many people are doing it and it's resulting in good relationships, which is, of course, what we all want.
Thank you so much for joining us, Ingrid.
Thanks for having me, Virginia.
Ingrid Wickelgren is editor with Scientific American Mind. We do have a link to read her article, Does Finding Your Spouse Online Lead to a Stronger Marriage? That's at wordofmouthradio.org.
I'm so in love with you, whatever.